still God's energy lives within you. And by your positive thoughts, your surrender to the love within, you are healed. In your spiritual nature lies the opportunity for further advancement and growth and devolution back into the arms of God and all of creation. You are an ever-awakening being in this process. I said 2,000 years ago and I repeat now that you must turn within to receive the blessings and direction of heaven. This means daily prayer and the meditative times. 2,000 years ago, upon my resurrection, it was difficult even for my own disciples to understand, to believe that I had not abandoned them because they had not fully believed me and had not had their own profound experience of spirit. They felt confused, bewildered. It was a shock which I would rather not have brought, but from it they learned and went forward to teach what they understood God to be. By my model they, and you, have an example to show that man can rise above negative thinking and survive the experience called death. So, when you, 45, look at my former life as Jesus, your heart should tell you that an older brother, a teacher who loved you dearly, left the heavenly realms to be with you a short period of time to teach forgiveness and plant the seeds of love and peace for your self-mastery. Now I come to remind you that you are all jointly responsible for the present conditions upon your Mother Earth and to say that the time of recompense, required by the universal law of cause and effect, is coming soon. It is you who have created the separation from God, and it is you who must return to God through your own free will to do so. Have you forgotten that plan? At the time of my visit 2,000 years ago, I wanted you to know what would occur 2,000 years later. But would humanity then have believed in airplanes and automobiles and the radio and television to come? No. Just as you will likely not believe that in a few centuries from now human beings will regrow limbs, heal almost at once and live in a healthy state presently unimaginable. Many technological discoveries such as an inexpensive energy for the fueling of space vehicles also await you. And much, much more. Mysteries will vanish with sunlight clarity for those allowed here in the thousand years of peace, and the inventions and creative knowledge will flow easily into souls who seek in love, into A's with the pure preordained vision of spirit. Each human being will see the glow of energy around every other living thing and life will be a warm connectedness between those still fleshed in a physical body and those who wear the garment of light. Companions all. I said before that it was not my intention to be deified and to be called a savior of mankind. My role was that of way-shower. And it is this role I must insist be clarified in your thinking if there is yet confusion about what it means to be reborn in spirit. Because you are a spiritual creation, this is your true identity and it can never be changed unless you reject it. Because God gave you permission to choose or not to choose love, however, the earth has been filled with pain and circumstances of evil. This experiment on the planet Earth has not been going well. Therefore, there will soon be a division between the believers and non-believers of God, between the practitioners of love and peace and those who are not learning it. A separation between those who wish to demonstrate self-mastery and those who do not. This is not a punishment but an effect you have, 46, created. Nonetheless, time has run out. The school must graduate its students now. The end of the term is here. From this place some will go on to a higher level of practicing the lessons of self-knowledge, love and service. Others will be placed where it is hoped they can still learn the basic acceptance of God consciousness. Self-mastery is your goal. Claim it now with others like yourself in the Love Corps. I have reviewed for you my purpose in coming here. Let me now say that after the crucifixion when I arose in my heavenly light body which the Creator gave us all at birth in the heavenly domains, I shone like the sun as a reminder that each of you is also that spark of the living God. You are a form created with light, capable of manifesting great love and using the universal laws of behavior here in your physical form. I did not come to save you from having the personal responsibility to grow in love and to practice forgiveness on yourself and all others. I repeat this statement and underline it and I exclaim it. I did not come to take on your personal responsibility of choice and behavior. I came only to free you of the past mistakes you have made so that you could choose more wisely, more lovingly, what you truly wanted. It was a second chance, so to speak, a new beginning, the cleansing of past deeds and unhealthy attitudes that would prevent your acceptance of something finer. My teachings were not enough, as you see from present conditions on the earth. For there has been a continuing insistence on war and destruction, which now threatens to infect the solar system as well. I came to show you the way in which you will grow in understanding and the practice of love wherever you are in God's omniverse. For the Father has many mansions or many levels of consciousness. I came to show that when your physical form is dead, you are then in your resurrected light body. I also patterned for you that a body can literally be taken up in the light rather than left decaying and dying here. I demonstrated that either way, you need not fear death. When I came to show you that example, it was not so I would be deified, but rather that I might remain as a road map for future reference, providing a way to expand your understanding of who and what you are. My resurrected body also showed you that I overcame negative thinking though it surrounded me. I modeled that you can rise above evil through contact with the eternal source which resides within, 47, you even while you dwell in the flesh. My example has been frozen and deified, not followed. I come in thought to free you then, and to return you to the God within, for care and keeping. Will you accept your awakening? I say to you that my appearance on the planet Earth was to demonstrate the power of the mind, of good thinking over negative thinking, of positive belief over the darkness, of love over hate. Unless you believe what I did then, and am sharing now, your journey to the Earth could fail. I fully remembered who I was and came all the way home in consciousness. Do you want to come home as self-masters? The difference between you and me is small in principle but wider in practice. I believe totally in the Father, Mother and nothing else. I have mastery. You have doubts. You have not totally committed your heart and mind, and you therefore need further growth. My purpose in your life is to assist your growth. All the other great teachers of the world religions also seek to assist you in the growth and practice of love and compassion. That is our function here, that is our purpose, that is the reason I came. In order to create Earth's second coming, you, as a being of light, must select once more and with the greatest commitment possible, a spiritual path which foregoes all desire for war and hatred. This cleansing begins within each man, woman, and child and is a personal responsibility. When you choose peace personally, you are then brought into contact with others like yourself for the betterment of humanity. This is not a time of passivity or of aloneness, but a time of peaceful joining together. The coming age is the time of connection with God, but also with the soul life in the brothers and sisters around you, both visible and invisible. We are now at the culmination of 250,000 years of learning and self-mastery for those who seek it. Your souls have not been sitting idly in heaven all this time, but growing through love and service even as I have done. My most serious evaluation of the present Christian churches is that many sects do not acknowledge such ideas nor do they understand prophecy and direct revelation by God. Yet when a human being is connected to the higher truth in spirit, then indeed she or he hears the voice for God, and is led to the future action which is most appropriate and loving. I wish to say that there are those in the church groups who practice this principle to the best of their ability, but there are many who have separated, 48, themselves from those of other races, nationalities, beliefs and religions. I say to you, each one examine your conscience. I ask you to listen to the voice of God within you, the voice that will lead you into the activities you must do immediately. I herewith issue a last pardon to every child and adult on this planet, something I am empowered to do because I overcame negative thinking and returned fully conscious to God, fully Christed. This means I never doubt the power, truth, and love of our Creator, but each soul has free will choice to accept or reject. I once said, "Go and sin no more." I remind you that this means have no further doubt, no lack of love. At this time I stand with my brothers and sisters of the light who teach in many religions around the earth to remind you that wherever you are on the planet, the concepts of love and compassion can speak to your soul. Love and compassion bring forgiveness, but forgiveness requires responsibility. For once you realize that your soul has been forgiven its past transgressions, you must begin immediately to practice the love you truly are at the highest reaches of your capacity. You must turn within each day and meditate to find out the behavior and actions which are appropriate for you. If you do this, knowing you are forgiven and the past is washed away, we start fresh and possibly there is still time for much of humanity to join together, heart to heart and mind to mind. Perhaps we can yet omit some prophecies of destruction described in the New Testament, Book of Revelation, by our dear brother in spirit, John, and by other world religions and metaphysical groups which give portents of similar things yet to come. Every age has its prophets and truth bringers, but few there are among the population who will listen and take action. You must listen and act now. The Golden Age is a time when every soul may hear the voice within, and the land will be filled with many divine representatives of God. You may reach this achievement through your willingness and commitment of daily meditation combined with weekly meditation times shared in the presence of other loving souls. You may not enter the Golden Age alone. There must be two or more gathered to appreciate and honor that supreme source without which we would all expire. We will establish a golden age on this planet with those beings of light who will work to prepare the way for the second coming. I await, 49, that experience following the cleansing of the planet Earth of its negative influences. This glorious adventure is not something I do alone, but in cooperation with the many good souls, visible and invisible, who wished to advance humanity's growth into greater understanding and service. The God of all now issues a proclamation to its many children here that each soul may, through a change of heart and willingness, be included in this golden experience if it will begin to demonstrate the teachings of love and forgiveness. I myself urge you to combine a willing heart and fertile mind to create on this planet a force field of light, peace, and energy blazing forth as bright as the sun itself. This glow will encourage many teachers like myself to come forth into our next round of spiritual growth and consciousness known as the Second Coming. I say to you negative ones who have sought power and murdered others, that even you will be forgiven if you cease and desist from these activities and surrender to the knowledge and practice of love now. However, if you choose to continue in the negativity and the violence of thought and deed which persists here on this planet, you must accept the consequences of that choice. You will not be allowed to continue spiritual life on this planet after the cleansing time. Hereafter there will be two distinct realms designated for humanity, one for God and one for those of unaware consciousness. There will no longer be that vast middle ground of maybe or someday, I'll think about it. The sidelines are vanishing now. The teams are forming. And I promise you this time the light workers will prevail. If I repeat this necessity for right choice, it is because my heart desires you to know the truth so that you can never say later, I did not know, I was not told. That is why this message will be translated into the major world languages and spread around the girth of this globe. Let every being capable of understanding this proclamation make his or her decision wisely. Let us join in the achievement of spiritual commencement. The purpose of my visit 2,000 years ago has nearly run its course, though not with the results I intended. Very quickly now the separation into the fors and againsts, the yeses and the noes will be accomplished. I encourage you to do whatever is necessary to be among the yes group, for it is graduation to higher things you select. This is the time for coming together.